11,047, Softball World LLC, south of Route 9, 2,300 feet west of 3321. This case was left open for the applicant to better prepare.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Wallace Townsend, 21525 Willow Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Chairman, before Mr. Townsend gets started, I just wanted to notify the board again that we do have a conflict of interest on this case. So if there was a issue or a question that arose that the board may have, I'd ask the board to defer that to Vince Robertson as conflict counsel.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Chair.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Last meeting, as you all know, I was not aware of the criteria that I was supposed to be. Should have known before I got here, and since then, the next day I went in and received a copy of that, and I'm ready to answer the criteria questions, if I may.
Yes, sir. Please.
The uniqueness of the property isn't so much is where the venue is. It's about 2,000 feet off the road, off of Route 9, and it's surrounded by trees, which is the reason for having the sign where it is, so that people will know that it's there. Otherwise, no one would ever know where the property was because you cannot physically see it. I do not think it has a thing, will not affect the character of the neighborhood at all. It's back off the road. There are signs on either side of the road, and it's based on the 96 acres of the softball facility that's there. I do not think it's be a detriment at all. Like I say, I don't think it will be a detriment at all to the public welfare of the neighborhood, and it does not affect any of the surrounding areas. And I guess basically without the sign, I just don't know how it would impair me in being able to do business at the new venue based on where it's located. Is that it?
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, are you aware of all the hoops that you got to go through just to put a sign up, right? You need a permit, things like that, right? Now you know.
I knew that for a billboard. I did not realize for a property sign.
Any kind of sign.
Yes, Mr. Lank informed me of that.
Oh, okay.
A couple months ago, actually, after I was informed.
Good.
Mr. Corbin?
I have no questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
So you understand it's for any sign that you would put on the property. And the reason I ask that is because, as I had stated in the last hearing, that I go by there every day to go to work. The following morning, I noticed, half dozen or more signs along the road.
A little,
little white signs.
Yes, I was not aware of that until the code enforcement came out.
But you know now, any sign.
I know. Okay. I know now.
Yeah, I was going to say. It was two nights in a row you had to come back.
Okay. Hearing no further questions then, we'll call again. Is there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the property is unique in one fact of the matter, that it is 93 or 96 acres, that the applicant operates a business there, and to be able to attract attention to 2,000 feet off the road, that the sign is probably going to be necessary to enable reasonable use of that property. In that, with the size of the property and the location of this part of his business, I believe that would constitute that it wasn't created by the applicant in a business sense. And I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. After all, we have heard about billboards on Route 1 tonight that were almost stacked on top of each other, just about. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So so therefore I would move that we approve case number 11,047.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,047. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons that stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,047 is approved at this time.
Thank you.